Welcome to the best day of the year so far. We've got sun. Ben has ignorantly got himself a coffee and I have nothing, but we're ready to go with the February numbers. Let's get into it.
Yes, the market has been extremely hot, guys. I think everyone's now seeing it on the media as well. It's becoming mass knowledge. It seems like multiple offers are now the norm. Prices keep going even higher. And just when you think it can't go even higher, it goes higher. So to put that in perspective, year over year, February 2021 versus February 2020, we actually increased in sales 73.3%. That is huge. Thinking about it, when we were doing this market update this time last year, we'd just increased 44.9%. And at that point, we thought, oh my God, this market is getting crazy. Little did we know it was only lukewarm then, and it's sky hot now. To add to that, we're actually 9.1% down year over year in terms of inventory. So we're almost 80% higher in sales activity and 10% lower of inventory. To kind of put that in perspective for you, we're actually over 20% down on inventory levels for the 10-year average. So we are dealing with just nowhere near enough inventory and an abundance of buyers out there all fighting to try and get in to the same unit.
So what does all that mean for the numbers? And that's what everyone ultimately cares about now, isn't it? Everything has come up substantially. You've got detached housing, east side and west side, as we know, has been coming up for months. Attached, townhome market, half duplex market, coming up for months. The condo market now has finally decided to follow suit as well. So everything is increasing quickly. Your typical listing ratio numbers here. Under 12%, buyer's market. 13 and 19, balanced market. And above 20 is the seller's market. Guys, we've been sitting at kind of mid to high 20s to early 30% range for a couple of months now. Solid seller's market. As of last month, we are at 44%, which is only resemblance of 2016, 2017, which was insane in itself. So we're back to that level of market velocity, and that's why you're hearing about all the multiples, all the subject freeze, all the over-askings through the news and everything now. It's going crazy again. Over to you, Ben.
Thanks. So what do all these numbers mean in the real market when you're actually out there? Well, it means if you're a buyer, you're going to be up against a ton more competition. You should be expecting to get into multiple offers. You should be expecting to make decisions quick. You're not going to have time to dilly-dally. Forget being 2 foot into this. You need to be 2 feet in, 2 hands in, head, tiptoes. Everything needs to be in. Otherwise, you're just going to keep on losing and you're not going to be successful. The only worse thing you can do than dilly-dally on this is the epitome of, let's wait 6 months. I'm gonna wait 6 months until it calms down. Well, that's all well and good, but between January this year and February this year, the market increased on average by 2.6%. So that 2.6% over 6 months becomes 15%. So if you're buying a $1 million property here in Vancouver, that $1 million property and waiting 6 months is gonna cost you $156,000. If you buy a $3 million property, that 6 month wait is gonna cost you almost another $500,000. So you just need to be comfortable with the situation you're in and get out and get it done. Don't wait the 6 months, don't do that to yourself.
Guys, in closing, it's moving quickly. If you're a buyer, unfortunately, everything now is moving away from you. Get your pre-approvals, get all your pre's done like we discussed last week. The numbers are increasing and the ratios are crazy. Sellers, the ball is in your hands, again, to a very severe degree. And yeah, run with it. Buyers, you gotta be quick. Ben, what do you gotta say? That's it.
We actually didn't go through the pre's last week. That was when we recorded it, but it's due to be released next week. So you'll get that information next week, guys.